Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Pittsburgh Steelers. This is the end of the road. What a weird season. Oh, and welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this snowy Monday. It's a snowy Monday. Steelers lost, yada, yada, yada. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack. Producer Matt, he is off today. Kel Berger is in, so there's that. Jim Colony, he's scheduled to appear, I believe. I don't know. Assuming he'll be here.
What time do you think he actually gets here? Early or too late?
I bet he gets here early. Yeah. I bet he's leaving soon, and he'll be here early. And by the way, check us out, live video stream. You can see us, 937thefan.com, right there at the top. Watch live The Fan live in studio. Click on that link. It's bang right there at the top, and you can see us. Check out our YouTube page as well. People love that, a lot of long-form stuff on there. They're pretty much the whole show. You can see all the great clips from it. And just subscribe to it so you don't have to keep clicking there. Just do it once, and it'll be delivered to you. So there is that, and with that, I say good morning to you, Chris. How was everything?
Not bad. I made it in one piece, so that's a good start to the day.
Now, people are asking, and this is the one you get, and you get a bunch of texts here, how are the roads? To which the best response is, not good, and also, this is simple for me. It's a holiday for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot going on. This is one of the, for sure, if you don't have to be out, I can't think of any good reason why, if you don't necessarily have to be out there, that you should just go out driving today. There's not. If you're like, well, I might have enough stuff at the house in terms of groceries and things like that, and just wait till tomorrow, really, or even later tonight. Like, there is no reason to be out there because it's a holiday, so they didn't feel like that they had, and this is just a gut here, there's no urgency for a lot of places to go. There's no school buses. There wasn't going to be school anyway. They know that people aren't going to be traveling to work. They're kind of taking their time getting the snow up. They're doing the best job that they can. And it's also the first time we've seen heavy snow on top of they're short-staffed. I mean, they put the call out for people to work all through the offseason. I don't know if people heeded the call or not, but this is the first go-round. If you're in the city, keep in mind, too, this is a new administration.
I saw they had the plow tracker out last night. Right. You could watch all the movement of the plows about the city late last night towards the end of the game.
Yeah, so it's for me, like, if you don't have to be out and driving, do this. Go out and just sled ride, walk around, have a good time. A lot of people are off today. Take care of your Steelers hangover. There's that.
This is, like I said, we anticipated this a bit on Friday. This is a dream day, the dream 24-hour period for like an 8 to 12-year-old kid. First of all, most of them, if not all of them, weren't going to have school today anyway. Right?
Right.
So you were able to, it wasn't like you had to get up this morning and listen for your closings and delays. Nobody listens for them anymore. Check for your closings and delays. Showing my age just a little bit. You could just stay up. And that's what we do. We let the kids stay up. We let them watch the game. They never get to stay up all the way to the end of a Sunday night football game. So we did that. We let them stay up since they don't have school today. And now you've got the snow day, literally a snow day, but not figuratively a snow day because school wasn't scheduled anyway. And now you can sleep in if you want.
Oh, yeah.
You can head on out. You can shovel driveways, try and make some money. That was a big move when you start to get a little bit older. You can go and sled all day long if you want. This is good snowman building snow, I think. So this is the perfect kids 24-hour period.
My kids will be up at 7, and they'll be outside. They'll be outside by 7:15 today.
Oh, in the dark.
Yeah, they'll be out there. It's 7:30 at the latest, I bet. They're outside getting it done. They love it. When they have off school and it's snowing, they couldn't be more excited. I mean, I bet it's 7:30 that I'll see the backyard camera, like, you know, movement in the backyard or whatever. It's a motion in the backyard detected, and they'll be out there, and they'll even have a couple friends. Their friends will be over by 8 o'clock, I bet, and they'll be ripping it. So it won't be long. Now, something happened over the weekend. My daughter saved up all her money, okay? And she bought – and I am pretty ho-hum on technology. I like what I like. It is what it is. Not that big of a deal. It takes a lot to blow me away.
Okay.
She bought one of these Oculus things, okay?
Oh, the
virtual reality things?
Yeah.
The golf on this thing.
Good?
Like, it is so incredible. She has – there's mini golf and regular golf, okay? The mini golf is actually incredibly enjoyable, but it is so, like, you stand in the middle of the room,
mm-hmm.
and you set these parameters so that you don't really walk into a wall or hit anything
right,
or whatever. But you're standing there in the virtual reality, which is just exactly that, virtual reality for people that haven't done this. You put on these goggles. It got to the point where I was, like, walking just a couple steps, but reaching out to hold on to things that were just not there. They were just in my view. Kale, have you played this? Have you played this Oculus stuff?
I've never actually tried
it. But again, it takes a lot to impress me. I'm just normally like, oh, okay. Like amusement park rides or things like this has absolutely blown me away. You feel fully immersed, like you are in, like it's an alternate universe that you're in.
So what were you, like, reaching out to grab for? Like,
walking down, like, there is a, it's like a miniature golf course.
Okay.
And there's, like, a post right there.
Yeah, yeah.
That is, like, there are different themed ones.
Okay.
You know, like an island one or one that's, like, old school, like, knights and, like, what is that called? Like, you know, with
Like, knights, medieval times.
Medieval times things. Yeah. And there's, like, different props and things that are there. And you're like, or like there's a bridge that you're kind of walking across. I'm like, I don't want to fall into that moat. But you're really just standing in your living room.
Huh.
It is, again, you got, it's hard to describe almost, but your whole body and your whole sense in all your being, you do feel like you've been teleported to somewhere else and you're living in there.
So it doesn't look like a cartoon or animation. It looks like real life.
360 degrees, and you are standing on ground in it.
Huh.
It blew me away. Now, my son is going to get the one driving game, I think.
Okay.
And I just watched it online. I've got to get it. I've got to actually do the preview of it today before we buy it. It is 1,000% like you're this iRacing game, like you're in the front seat of a car.
Jeez.
Yeah, like 1,000%.
Does it come with like the whole steering wheel get up and all the pedals and everything?
I don't know that part. And then there's a boxing game that my daughter got. There's like a couple games that she got. And I have not played that.
Huh.
But it is, I couldn't believe it. I don't oversell things. I normally undersell it. I'm normally like, yeah, okay, come on, whatever. I hear people talking about stuff. Okay. This was, I will say this though, too. You feel like a little queasy at times. Like, if
like
you've got a weak stomach, yeah, you may throw up.
Huh. That's crazy. You said there's like a real golf too, not just the mini golf?
Oh, yeah. There's a couple different ones. And the mini golf is unbelievable.
See, the real golf would be like if you wanted to play any course in the world or whatever they might have on the game. I don't know. But like that would be and like how immersive does it, like, here's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Like you're standing on a course. I don't know.
Yes.
Somewhere in Hawaii. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Let's make it really way out there. Like if there's like a gentle 8 mile an hour breeze out of the southwest, do you like does something
No,
blow?
But you hear all the sounds. There's a sound product to it.
That's something.
But it is like the boxing, my daughter had full-on sweat. Full-on sweat. It is... I never go into things... I always go into things and I'm like, okay, they've oversold this. I felt that way when I put these goggle things on. I'm like, yeah, I'm sure. Okay, like, it's going to be that cool. I finished up playing golf, like, 35 minutes later, and I said, they undersold this.
Hmm. How does the thing, does it stay on your head? Like, I imagine if I was doing safety goggles. If I was doing a boxing simulator, like, I'd be worried about the thing sliding off.
Three different things. One goes over the top of your head, two go on the sides, and it has tabs in order to tighten it.
Okay.
And it's pretty tight against your nose, you know? So it's just, you know those safety goggles you get in, like, wood shop class?
Yeah.
It's essentially those,
but
real
with a screen
tight,
inside.
With a screen inside.
Huh.
I'm telling you, it was the wildest thing. The more different games that they have.
Yeah.
Like, I'm excited to see this driving game because then I don't have to stand up the whole freaking time. I can sit down and do it. You know.
Just sit on your couch.
Right, and do it. But now I do know that the NASCAR drivers, my son was showing me, like, they train on that.
Yeah,
iRacing
simulators. It's kind of like that goofy commercial. I can't remember who it's for, but there's that goofy commercial with Kyler Murray where he's in the locker room and he's practicing with virtual reality and he's firing footballs all over the locker room
yes.
and breaking stuff.
I am not like a video game guy at all, and there's time limits in our house and all this stuff and everything, and we're not like video game people.
Well, does this fall under the purview of video games? Is this the same as like sitting down and playing your Nintendo Switch or playing Madden on your Xbox for an hour? Like, is this the same? Well, or like, since you said your daughter literally worked up a sweat with the boxing
game.
Here's
the other part too.
Mm-hmm.
It can be that. It can be educational. There's one too. That there's a Google Map sort of app.
Okay.
You go and you type in the coordinates or just a word.
Right.
You are wherever you want to be in the world.
Hmm.
Like, if you want to say, I'm never going to climb Mount Kilimanjaro. Okay, come on.
Right.
But put me there.
Yeah.
360 virtual reality there. If you want to walk down, say you want to walk into Beaver Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're a Penn State football fan.
Right.
You can do that.
Hmm.
So think of that, but it's not just, it's a cool picture of it. I mean, it is.
So this is my point. It's not just a video game.
Correct. It can be educational, and it can be an exercise sort of thing if you want.
How do we limit it now? How do we, like, if for example, let's say your kids have a half-hour time limit on electronics in a given day. If they've hit their half-hour time limit, but they're like, Dad, I really want to do the boxing simulator. You know they're going to get a workout out of it, right?
Well, then I'm prone to give them a little bit more if it's something educational or they're getting a workout out of it, sure. But, like, that Google Maps thing, too. Could you imagine? And it's not real time. Obviously, it's pictures.
Yeah,
of
yeah.
But if you want to say, hey, what does it look like? I've never seen – I'm a Pitt fan. I'm on my way to that game at Neyland Stadium to see Tennessee. What's that street look like just outside so I can familiarize myself with it?
You know it would be cool if you could go – back in time. I was just thinking that as you said.
Like the Renaissance Festival is back in time.
Not quite
it's
that
back
far.
Back in time.
But like you could go back and you said a Pitt fan. Well, maybe I'm a younger Pitt fan who never went to a game at Pitt Stadium. And I like that is
there
where
you could
some trips literally back
in time.
Take a
leak in a trough.
Exactly.
Yeah, right there. Uh-huh. Have Don Ireland going E-I-E-I-O. There is a car with West Virginia plates. And it left its lights on. License plate E-I-E-I-O. Remember that? That was an all-timer from Don Ireland. Oh, I believe he said a tractor. There is a tractor parked on Dara Street with left its lights on. License plate E-I-E-I-O. And I believe he was reprimanded for that. That went out over the loudspeaker at Pitt Stadium. Don Ireland don't care. Oh, anyway.
Back in the day when you could get away with that kind of stuff.
I'm in, though. I'm fully into this. I've bought in.
If they can do the time travel element, I'd be all in on that, definitely. Like, go back to, I don't know. I can't even, wherever. Now, look, you can only go so far, probably.
Right.
But, like, take me back to, like, some, like,
Take me back. Take me way, way back.
Yeah, some place, like some sporting venue I didn't get to go to, for example, like Chicago Stadium.
Ebbets Field.
Yeah.
Forbes Field. Let me walk into Forbes Field. Right. How about, anything. How about the Steelers playing well?
Well, that's...
In a playoff game. Take me way, way back.
You might
to
have
that.
To go way back.
Take me there.
Let me punch in the coordinates.
Take me to
here.
When Matt Canada was successful. Can I have that?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. All right. So now we talk about sports, reluctantly, I guess. Hey, you know, if we just shut that shade, it doesn't feel like there's a million...
I'm not gonna look out the blinds.
So
today.
We're not gonna look out there. We are gonna talk Steelers. Ed Bouchette at 7 o'clock. Full Ben at 8 o'clock. Full Tomlin 9 o'clock. Not FOOL, FULL. Right, the full interviews. Mm-hmm. There is that. Your calls interspersed all day. 412-928-9370. Lots of Steelers.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.